Yes. Yeah. Not really. I'm sure it's going to be wet, but they didn't predict anything else. At least I've heard. That's usually what I want to know. Is it going to be mild, or is it going to be nasty cold? Of course, you just don't know from day to day. You can have the... Well, no, but... It could be 70s. And then all of a sudden you get something blow in, and it's negative something.
Yeah.
It usually takes 2 or 3 days for it to bounce back from that kind of business.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it'll get back to the 70s again. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, there's so many different philosophies about stuff. Maybe I've got the wrong one, because I'm sure people say, oh no, you have to prove to us how much energy and effort that you will put into an adjunct position that pays hardly anything. And then we'll grace you with a faculty position, a real live one. And we'll pay you, you know, $40,000 a year. And you're going, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. I'm going to put forth all this effort to earn that kind of placement. I said, you guys are nuts. I says, but you know, we've got plenty of people that do it. They're a normal offering procedure. Yeah, you have to be an adjunct for at least 4 or 5 years before we'll even consider you for real life faculty. You're going, I don't think college does anybody any good. But a teacher feeling responsible for everybody's grade. I said, that's wrong. So they should be responsible for everything. Well, that's not realistic. And you go, sure it is. This is, yes. At some point, you've got to start being responsible for your own actions. We don't, says, here's our problem. That attitude breeds the kind of people who say, well, I don't understand. Life is supposed to give me good things. And everybody else is supposed to bend over backwards to make sure I don't fail. And you go, boy, that's a recipe for disaster.
Everybody's always bringing everything in life anyway. Why all of a sudden is it grappling with you?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm just a slug in the head. The majority of people say, I don't understand. Sorry. The school, you know, the old days when school was very vaunted, you know, oh, you get to that school. You know, the rest of us don't have time. We don't have the resources to go to school. Yeah. Anyway. I said, this is basically your teacher's job to see if you are up to snuff. It says, now, modern depictions of it are totally impossible. You know? The one-room schoolhouse with all these kids in it. And the teacher wandering around, and you're going, that's completely, completely untrue. They said, didn't happen on the least. It says, back in those days, a teacher was a strict disciplinarian.
Yeah.
It says, me? I just don't care. Of course, there was a whole thing of, hey, if these kids aren't learning, then we're going to fire your butt. So it's my job, you know, it's kind of like somebody saying, if my kid goes to hell, you are too. And it's like, no. Well, it's their choice. That's why, school teaching as a profession is a bizarre one. Well, there's harried parents, and they go, I'll tell you why they're so harried. It's because you've put this crap in their head that they're supposed to provide this fantastic environment where this kid cannot fail. And you're going, that's garbage. You're going, now, I'm not saying throw obstacles in people's way. Well, some people will. You know, and say, yeah, drop your kid off at a library that's 5 miles away from home when they're 5 years old and say, well, make your way back. It says, will that kid be a lot more capable? I said, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah,
they'll be frighteningly capable. Yeah, I says, but these days you'd be in jail. Yeah. And you go, it's a societal problem, by and large. I said, you can't raise competent people. It's just impossible.
I remember being like a second grade teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I missed the bus.
Yeah.
And our car was in the shop.
My dad
even had to bring the milk truck home and then back because he had motivation to work the next morning. And I missed the bus. And my mom said, you're just going to have to walk now, aren't you? So that was crossing Highway 90.
Your mother was gone to jail now.
She followed me. I didn't know that at the time. She followed me to make sure.
Oh, okay.
But I did it, and I did it myself, and boy, was I proud of myself. That
heck
I
yeah.
Out.
Sure, yeah. Might have changed the course of your life. You never know.
I was scared to death about my life. But, you know.
After that, you were okay with it.
Yeah. Nobody honked their horn at me. Nobody yelled out their window at me.
You do that back
then. And my mom told me when you get to that red light, wait till it turns green. And then go, don't go when it's red. And I do. I haven't really been seen for me, but I was sitting just in my chair for him.
Yeah.
At least that young and old, anyway. But then, once they were in, like, this way they go.
They kept getting choked because they're so small.
I waited for me to arrive at my school. After that, I never saw them again.
Yep. They're off doing their own thing.
And I felt a lot more humoring that they were together rather than just, you know.
Yeah. No, I think it's military thing's excellent for those guys.
Yep.
think Josh will do okay too.
Yeah. I don't
feel
what we're talking about now.
He always does. If you want out, there's ways. But we'll see what happens. Kale's always been that way. If something's not wonderful, he'll just weasel out of it. Yeah.
A lot of things.
I don't know. Never really thought about it, Lee. Well, you had choices.
I feel bad about that.
You got choices. Well,
I feel like
you can go back and attack it another time. Well, at this point in your life, college is an interesting thing to decide to do.
I know, but Mom started asking me about what my major was.
Yeah, I'm just taking classes.
You can be an art major.
Why? What would be the point of that? You know? There's a question to push right back. Why exactly are you here? I said, it was like getting a degree in breathing.
Yeah,
so I don't mean to be rude, but then you go, so I'm not doing it for money particularly. Although there is a range of jobs that just need. This is what I was bugging Shana about. I said, Shana, you can go and do jobs that all they require is you have a bachelor's degree in something.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't do it. She was too nervous. I haven't applied to them for her. And she got callbacks. But just like Shana, she'd shoot herself in the foot every time. And you go, okay, well, I just won't bother you about it. You have to say you've got to do something. If you're not going to get married and contribute to somebody else's being able to take care of your family,
no,
then you've got to take care of your family. Yes. She's a serious waste of space.
But you know what? She seems to be giving you experience and helping you to realize that you can do something. You know?
Yeah, you go, when you see an opportunity, why don't you just give it, to try it. Oh, I'm not sleeping anywhere out in the country. And you're going, well, he says, and then it's like, you know, he always puts it off as being kind of like Mr. Hottie, you know, I don't do those things. You go, and he says, but you don't do anything. Yeah, they say.
The problem, though.
I'm a filmmaker, and you go, that's nothing.
Well,
you get some money from your parents, you buy a camera, and you fool around with it. And you go, yeah. Just sorry. You made a whole bunch of
crap.
Says, yeah. It says, this isn't the time.
And
you got autistic kids.
And
not happening.
Any woman who's right mind would demand that you finish getting whatever.
A degree in something useful.
To be a full phlebotomist.
Or something like that.
Which would double his income.
Yeah. Well, I can do anything. You go, that means you haven't really done anything. A little of this, a little of that, and you go, were you ever any good at any of it?
Yeah, Linda was saying, she's called the talking and the doing it so many times.
Yeah.
She's like, she thought I didn't really want to do it.
She says, well, Your life's passing you by, man.
Yeah. If you can get the whole survival job, like in this certification.
Careful, Matt.
Oh. Okay, you can afford to go buy that camera. And maybe we'll be on more of a popular level and have more time off to go do something. Film something.
Yes. Yeah.
You can pay somebody to stay with your boys on the board. You're not thinking of it.
This dude, you're a single dad with two disabled children. And you're going, here's something you should probably do. Have you gone after Biomom? What's she up to now? She walked away from this pretty firmly. What's the deal with that? She shouldn't be going out of this scot-free. I know our culture lets her because she's a girl.
Linda was saying that. She thinks the son is pretty normal, but she abused him.
So?
And that's what she tried to tell him.
Maybe. Fine, go after her. So she's probably doing, well, for all I know, she's a druggie and some gutter. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Stay out of it, Jason. It's not your problem. I got problems enough on my own.
I mean, now that you can do it, like, you need a second chance. It's like, somebody's gonna put up my own
second chance. A second chance at what?
Marriage!
Well, yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to have to get somebody else that also kind of wants to rebound from something weird. Yeah. Nobody will voluntarily take that on unless they're a wonderful person, maybe. Or they've got, or they just think they can't do any better.
See, I thought Dana, and he's just better. Because she got a long road to do.
Yeah.
They like her.
Yeah.
She, and then she spent a lot of time together. She has no basic gender when you're the guy. So apparently he had to have been interested in her enough to keep asking her. You know?
Yeah. Well, Shana's choices. Tragically self-centered. Most of us are, but she couldn't even pull her head out long enough to sucker some guy into marrying her. Like I said, almost everything she's done since then is a rationalization to try to explain why it's totally sensible why she's the way she is. You're going, Shana, you spend more time trying not to be the person that you are right now. She's not going to be a lick of good. Because nobody's obligated to take on a huge project. Nobody's obligated to do it. Sorry. I know you feel like that's unfair. You know, but there's somebody for everybody, and you go, well. It says, it's like your patriarchal belt blessing. It's the stuff you can have when you're trying consistently. So is there repentance? Sure. But is there consequences? Absolutely. So we don't. God doesn't say he's going to erase consequences. He'll just say when push comes to shove and when it really matters, it really isn't going to matter. This is like a big Star Trek Academy test. That's what this is. And you go, some people have really hard roads. This guy be honest. Oh, that's probably more dog garbage. Anyway. You know?
Go ahead.
So, I'm sorry to say that for most people, not everybody, most people, your life is what you make it. So now God says that he's not, you know, that he has a different criteria set than, you know, success through money and stuff like that. It's not really... not really that big of a deal. Good morning. Anyway. What? 5 minutes? I love you. They didn't come see me. Oh, well, we go fast.
I have to get there.
No, I mean, after your class.
Maybe I'm
ready after the bridge. Yeah. Okay. I can do whatever you need to do. Okay. No, I'm just tired.
You told me what? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
here. That's okay. Like, what are you gonna do? I'm coming later and later. Pumpkin. That was a bunch of pumpkin.